This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Oh, Anna Murphy, good morning.
Good morning, Dean Murphy. Good morning, Joyce. Good morning, Tim.
Kind of excited this morning.
Good morning, Shane, out there busily creating the news. Well, he's not creating the news, is he?
He's not creating
the
news.
He's not out there, like, you know, breaking things and, burning the station. He's not making the news. He's putting it together.
That's it. Hey, listen, we should make mention, too, this morning. We sound like
you're gagging to get this.
Can't wait.
We're supposed to just let it roll in the background.
No. We've gone live. Now, I don't know whether we've set it up right, but Facebook now have this new live thing.
It's going a bit nuts. I can't see it from
here. They have this new live sort of viewing. It's like you can actually do it live. So we've actually got it up on our site now.
I'm pretty sure everyone else is
pretty sure that we don't know what we're doing with
it.
But we are going live, and we've got a lot of people interacting with us on this Facebook Live thing this morning.
Which is tiny, tiny little letters on your phone on the other side of the studio.
Which
so I can't participate. And also, greetings, everyone.
Greetings to all the people who are watching us this morning.
Playing the fun new Facebook Live. Good morning.
Yeah, it's
going to be great. Going to have to pretend that it's there.
Absolutely.
And actually do the show, because there's a lot of listeners at home, Dean Murphy.
Yeah, that's right. So it's all about the listener. But if you want to interact with us, you may be able to find it on Facebook. We're not too sure whereabouts on Facebook you'll find it.
No, because I've tried to look
for it. Might come up on your feed.
There's people saying, sup, Dean?
Yes, sup.
I don't know whether mine are. I'm Anna.
We're big in Canada this morning, it looks like.
Oh, yeah, good morning, Canada.
We've got a ripper show for you this morning. Heaps of stuff coming up, including on the phone live.
Oh, I can't believe
this. Now, anyone under the age of 25 will just switch off from this point. Martika.
No, they should stay switched on and get educated. Martika.
International superstar Martika. Love Thy Will Be Done. Toy Soldier. The other one.
Earth. Move.
That's it.
Under my feet.
She's coming up this morning, which is awesome. And Anna Murphy, a lot of gossip stuff this morning. Anna Murphy, we might as well kick into garbage talk, as we normally do, because this thing caught our eye this morning.
This is actually a little bit gross. Now, we're used to the hipsters of the world. We're used to the term craft beer.
Yes, but this takes it to an all new level, doesn't it?
A couple of fellas in Melbourne have got together. They're actually from a brewing company, but the latest release, they have created a beer crafted from yeast.
Yes, where does yeast come from?
In their own belly buttons.
Oh, my God.
And they've labelled it belly button beer. And although I like the title, that ain't something I'm going to drink.
No.
Ever.
Can I just ask, what happens is, does yeast get caught inside their belly button?
They
scrape it out and to make the beer. Is that what they do?
Obviously, they've gone in there.
This is revolting.
And scraped out the yeast from the belly button. Is everybody vomiting on their cereal? I don't think people have opened their eyes enough at this point in time to actually have this conversation.
Who are these crazy dudes? Matt and Brendan?
Well, they've got a very successful...
Doug. Matt, Brendan and Doug. Who would have thought that they'd have belly button yeast?
They're from a... the beer will be launched to the Great Australasian Spectacular in Melbourne.
God, that sounded really not quite right, the way you delivered that.
No, it's not, is it? I don't really know what to say.
It's a bit early, isn't it?
They've already got some other beers, but I really don't. Would anybody, can I put it out there to the punters, 0427 Joy 949, would you rock up to the counter with your hard-earned cash from the week and go, can I have a, what's it called, belly button? I was going to call it beer butt chicken. That's my other favourite thing.
Interesting story in the paper this morning. Quite inspirational.
Want to do a massive shout out to this woman who's become very inspirational. At the beginning of the week, burns survivor Taria Pitt competed in an Iron Woman. In a competition that she actually did a time of 13 hours, 24 minutes and 41 seconds.
Do you want to give a little bit of a background of her
So Turia Pitt was actually caught in one of those massive, what do they call it, ultra marathons in Northern Territory, and caught in a very fast-moving bushfire a couple of years ago. So you might have seen
her body was completely obliterated.
65% of her body, and that she was told that she would never walk again.
And she's been on 60 Minutes a couple of
times. Sorry, I'm just assuming that everybody would know by now, because she has been out in the media quite a lot. But yes, that's silly me, but yes, very inspirational. She's now on the Talking Circuit and does a lot of work overseas with Asian countries for burns.
But this is her first iron, let's say, iron person competition since the fire, since she got burnt. And just remarkable, like so inspirational that she could get out there and face her fears and get back on track after all that time. It's an incredible story.
She couldn't walk 5 years ago, Tim.
Didn't you say, how long did that take her?
13 hours, 24 minutes and 41 seconds.
That's amazing, isn't it?
It's like the stats, it's a 3.8K swim, 180K ride, bike ride.
180K
ride. And a 42.2K run.
Wow.
I'm that lazy that I can't even sleep for 13 hours.
No.
Yes.
And do you know what? Mariah Carey is lazy enough that she would have slept right through that race.
That's it.
And the thing that inspires me about this, I have to think, doesn't it bring it back down to like yourself when you're like, oh, I can't get out of bed. I feel a bit crook. I've got a sore neck. I've got a sore foot. Can't go to the gym. I think you can.
Yeah, I think
I actually think we all can.
So what have you taken out of that?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, right, okay.
I'm saying to myself.
I thought you were giving everyone else a lecture.
No, I've spent a bit of, like, you know, because I got my foot done a few weeks ago and it's been a bit
sore.
This
morning it was the neck.
And I've got a sore neck and it's sort of a bit like,
reflux.
Oh, I need to lie down and not go outside because it's a bit windy.
You've done a marathon, though.
You know, Turia Pitt,
hang
everybody.
On, you've done a marathon? You've done one, haven't you?
I've done Run for the Kids.
Oh, Run for the Kids. It's not kind of a marathon.
Which is a 15K run.
No, it was meant to be a swim or whatever as well.
Oh, no,
but
I did a mini triathlon, which was only 3K run.
Right.
And 800-metre swim and a 10K ride. But
I did it. Go Turia.
I did it. No, seriously.
Good on you, Turia.
This is amazing. She's my inspiration.
No, you're mine. Just for the sheer fact that you've done one.
I will remind everyone that my best mate said to me, can you say that you did the Run for the Kids when you stopped on top of the Balti and took selfies?
Of course you can. Did you cross the finish line?
I did.
Then yes, you can.
Thank you very much.
And Mariah Carey's back in the papers this morning.
Well, she is. And we just mentioned her before because last week we were discussing the fact that she's quite open about the fact she needs 15 hours sleep a night to sing the way that she would like. She also recently... Okay, when you think of Mariah Carey...
Yes.
Does anyone,
I don't think of it.
Does anyone out there, though, think sultry and sexy, or is everyone sort of like me and just thinks, oh, great awkward. Voice, but awkward as hell?
Yeah.
What do we think?
Awkward.
I think bumpy.
Yeah.
Bumpy, yeah. This is
kooky.
Kooky. Yeah. So, but she picks herself as a bit of a, you know, sex pot.
Yeah.
Anyway, Mariah Carey gave a man a very awkward lap dance on stage in South Africa. She was dressed in a black sequined leotard, which I have seen her in on one of the entertainment news recently. She looks amazing.
Yeah.
That wedding diet's working well. She's very svelte.
Mm.
But the diet ain't going to give you... Like moves.
No one's gonna get.
I saw her concert
to be able
a couple
to hold
of
that up.
No, well, anyway, so she apparently gave it to the lap dance was made for this dancer that she had.
Mm.
He was brought on stage by fellow dancers and made more awkward by the fact that his left leg was heavily strapped because of an injury to his patella.
Wow, that's not going to do your patella any good.
Can you imagine having her like just being there to watch that? Awkward Mimi crawling
but
all
you know
over.
What she, you know what she has? You know when we went to the concert and
I couldn't do a lap dance either. It'd be just as awkward.
Absolutely.
I just think you should stick to singing, Mariah.
Yeah, but you know when we went to the concert and she had her dress and it's sort of really tight fitting and very tight down
the
bottom.
She can't walk in it.
And then she tried to get on the piano. It was much like watching, you know when they pull sharks up onto a fishing trawler and the shark goes crazy on the back of the boat?
No,
that's exactly what it looked like.
And was this one of her dances that she did the lap dance to?
Yes. And it's got a busted patella.
Right. So this is your boss giving you a lap dance.
Yeah. So sexual
imagine that.
Harassment as well in the workplace. Mm. Like, come on.
That's a bit hot. No? Joy 94.9. But if she was your mama, you'd be pretty happy, though, wouldn't
good
you?
Good Jean Paul.
Do you reckon she wrote that? Because she's dating those younger guys, too, and they're probably a bit lazy around the house.
Yeah, she's like, to Casper.
I'm not, you know, I ain't your mama.
I ain't your mama.
I'm not cooking your dinner. I ain't your mama.
She's really ferocious, too.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, you know, she's got these lazy 20-year-olds who are great in bed, but seriously, can't pick up after themselves.
You need rules. You need ground rules.
I'm ain't your mama.
Because otherwise, just you write songs like Madge.
Yeah.
You know?
We'll talk about her later on,
actually. Just use me for my fame.
We will talk about that
later
on. J-Lo's
not singing that. She's just like, oh, wait, pick up your laundry.
Now. We have a interesting little, well, I don't know whether to admire her or fear her.
Well, I'm not sure either. Look, we've all had those... Look, how do we say? Okay, so through life, at times.
Oh, no, let's narrow it down to a small story. Has like cash landed on your doorstep or not?
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I needed here?
No, you're gonna. I can see this.
I might just go.
I heard it. It was almost like Gone with the Wind. I could hear a big long story coming.
Oh no, you carry on, sir.
No, it's just saying that we could narrow it down to has money landed in your lap by default. Or not?
Well, because pre-production, we were going to have a chat about it first. But anyway, hey, there's a woman in Sydney who got accidentally credited $5 million into her bank account.
Yes.
And rather than alert the authorities to this or own up to the fact that it wasn't her money, she's spent $4.65 million of it.
Yeah.
So, and there's still $3.3 million outstanding, which seems to sound like they've got some back. Oh, no, that was... No. She spent I can't read. Anyway, that's
a lot of money. It is a lot of money. And Christine, she's only 21. And, you know, we all did things at 21. If $4 million, $5 million landed in your bank account, you would go, I don't know whether I'll tell anyone. Maybe they'll never know.
Would you take yourself out for dinner or something?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
You would, wouldn't you?
I'd shout me mates fish and chips.
Yeah, you'd spend a little bit
of it.
I think she's gone a bit overboard on $3.3 million. But, you know, like... Oh, sorry, officer. I spent $1,000 on a couple of concert tickets.
But I mean, it's not like money's landed in my account, but obviously there's people out there, you know, has money sort of landed on your doorstep?
I've had it happen to me once before.
What, in your account?
Into my bank account.
And did you go paranoid?
$1,500.
You would have gone really loopy paranoid on it and just like, I can't talk about it, can't touch it.
Actually, I was going out with an idiot at the time and we went to a really terrible holiday to Coolangatta.
On the money?
No, it wasn't supposed to be, but it did end up being that way because we went there and he suddenly didn't have any money because he hadn't been paid.
Oh, so then you spent the money that landed in your
account. Then, yes, I had to pay it back.
Oh.
But it was $1,500.
Did you feel guilty? Was there a guilt thing going on inside? Like a little churning at the stomach?
No, annoyed than anything.
Donald Trump may be the presumptive Republican candidate for the US presidency, but neither former Presidents George Bush Sr. or George W. Bush will endorse his candidacy.
No.
Oh, it's just getting out of hand, Shane. It started as a joke.
I heard that it started because his ratings were falling on his TV show and he thought it would get him a bit of attention.
Oh, God. It's a little bit of attention. Really sad.
I mean, it's really scary.
He's almost got the key to the nukes.
I'm not happy with America. First of all, I watched Making a Murderer and now this. I can't cope. I'm cutting them off.
All right, well, you heard it here first, folks.
A massive forest fire in the Canadian province of Alberta
has spread south and now affecting 850 square kilometres. And Nick Kyrgios has continued his sparkling form and played with the right end
of the racket at
the Madrid Open with a three-set win over clay court specialist Pablo Cuevas of Uruguay.
He's a brat. And the other one can go as well. The other one. What's the other one that had a spat at somebody?
Tomic.
Doesn't care about that missed point because, he's worth $10 million. He needs to go and not represent Australia.
So you hate America, over America and the tennis players. Is there anything, anyone
Tomic
else?
Can go and play for America.
Is there anyone else that you would like to go?
There's a few other people.
Okay, we need to go to this.
Oh.
That's a new segment that we've got.
Oh, hello. Very flash.
Well, I wanted to bring some world news into the program, and I got told by our program manager the other day that, if you're going to do a segment, why don't you rev it up with
Jazz it up a bit.
I've jazzed it up with an 80s.
I was going to say 1980s Entertainment Tonight soundtrack.
There's lots of sax on this, by the way. Yeah, anyway. Hey, listen, in worldwide news, is it really? Brooklyn Beckham risked getting 3 points on his provisional driving license and a £60 penalty fine because he didn't have an L plate on his car. That's big news.
Isn't it sad when you're at the age that, David Beckham's son's L plate driving is making the news. Well, you remember when they were just posh and Bex before that. Like, it's very sad.
Anyway, Janet Jackson's pregnant.
Wow.
She's 50.
Wow.
Cancelled her tours.
Well,
she's got a bun in the oven.
Fair enough, too. Congratulations.
Princess Kate thinks that her face looks fabulous at the National Gallery. It's a portrait place.
Of course she does.
They're displaying the Vogue 100 cover.
Mm-hmm.
She did. And she sounds very posh when she talks about it too. She said it was a lovely moment. Can you do it? Actually, you're probably the person to do it.
No, I'd hate to imitate the Princess Kate. But I do like this bit. Recalling the January shoot in a freezing field in Norfolk. As looked at a picture of herself leaning on a fence, Kate told photographer Josh Olens, "It was such a lovely moment, a beautiful end to the day. It didn't seem like January."
That's news. Anyway, Madonna was back in the news this week. She went at
Met Gala. Finding this music a bit distracting.
No.
Oh, okay, cool.
Oh, what? We do it on Entertainment Tonight, but we can't do it on our show.
Well, it's very rapid.
It's not your segment.
Oh, sorry.
It's my segment. It's my music.
Which we didn't discuss.
Anyway, Madonna was at the Met Gala.
Oh, yes, she was.
And has stolen all the limelight because there was actually some really good ones. Like Claire Danes looked amazing. There was a few other ones that I thought was really good. But Madonna, I don't know, jury out. Like, it split people down the middle, 50-50. Like, it literally, people went, oh, my God, seriously? Is that what she's wearing?
But now, I'm going to be controversial because we all know that I'm a late Madonna fan, late to the party. Yeah. Had to have struggled with her for years. I liked it.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that flattering, actually.
Oh, listen, we're getting grumbles.
Yeah. Nah, not into it.
I don't know. You couldn't help but it was quite awkward. I don't care about her age. I don't care that she wants to flaunt it. Great, I think they applaud you. But choose something which is a little bit more, like the whole ass thing did my head in. Like,
well,
really?
You know, anyway. Prince used to do it. I don't know. I don't care. It was a costume ball, so everyone needs to get over it.
Yeah. Well, she's gone on about fighting for civil rights and gay rights around the world, so why can't I just flash my ass?
I love how she has a political statement, and then when she's on the actual red carpet or the steps, she said, "I'm finding it hard to pee. Like, it's difficult to pee in this outfit."
But it was big world news, wasn't it? On another note, this isn't really much news at all. I just found it funny. Rita Ora follows her mum, Vera, because they both are blondes and they dress the same, and they went to this awards thing and a special New York thing for Mother's Day and whatever. But I just found it funny that Rita Ora's mother's name is Vera. Vera Ora.
It sounds like a
moisturising cream, doesn't it?
Is that the whole point of that?
Yeah, that was the
Vera
whole point.
Vera Ora.
That's worldwide news.
Get your Vera Ora on your hands.
I hope you liked it. Otherwise. I hope you liked the segment. I'm going to do that every week with that music, even if you find it annoying and amazing. Okay. I love it. It's a very exciting day because not often do you get to interview someone who's had so much impact in music over the years. And if you remember back to the 80s when it was really, really, like, seriously, these were some big tracks. We're talking Love Thy Will Be Done. We're talking Toy Soldier. We're talking Earth Move. We're talking the whole lot. We're talking to Martika. Good morning.
Hi guys, how you doing?
Where are you in the world at the moment, Martika?
I'm in Chicago, USA, honey.
Oh, fantastic.
All other side of the planet.
I tell you what, Martika, I've got sweaty palms. I was in love with you in the 80s. Can I just tell you? I absolutely... And you know what? We just saw your promo photos, the recent ones. You're smoking hot. Like, seriously.
Now I'm blushing.
He's still in love with you today, as are we all. Now, Martika, you are a very busy lady and are going to be coming down to Australia very soon.
I know. Isn't that wonderful? I will be part of the 80s retro tour. It's going to be so much fun. And I'm in rehearsals and just really working hard to get the show, you know, as phenomenal as I can hit the stage for everybody that's coming out to see it. So I'm really excited.
Martika, in the 80s, when you were, like, you know, racing up the charts and you were kind of fighting for positions on the charts against other artists like Katrina and the Waves and Paula Carcass and Men Without Hats and Stacey Q, did you all hate each other's guts at the time and now you sort of love each other because you're now working together?
Oh, that's funny. I don't know, man. You know, I don't know what other artists were doing, but I didn't really ever watch the charts. I was just kind of in my own little world. My whole thing was just I love music, I love singing and dancing, and so I didn't really pay attention so much to the business side of everything, but I know you're teasing, but I haven't met all these artists going to be touring with, so I'm really excited because some of these acts were on the scene before I made my first record. So like I was a kid, you know, listening to like Stacey Q and Berlin and you know, Katrina, and so it's going to be a real kick to get to meet them and travel across your beautiful country together.
Now listen, I don't want to harp on too much, obviously, because there's been a lot of talk of Prince over the last 2 weeks. I read that you guys, like, obviously, he worked on your second album, did a lot of work with that. How close were you guys? Did you actually spend a lot of time together, or was it something that just, you know, ships in the night, just putting an album together?
Yeah, pretty much the secondary. Unfortunately, I really didn't get a chance to get to know Prince personally because it was a very quick meeting, and then we worked long distance, so I never even got to be in a studio and have him produce my vocals or anything, which was kind of a drag or a bummer at the time because I was really wanting to do vocal sessions at least in a studio, but I didn't actually even get to record at Paisley Park. So like my one time there, this experience was just very brief. And so, unfortunately, like, everybody wants to know these wonderful stories about him, and I just don't really have a whole lot of them.
Yeah, well, at least you've got bragging rights forever, Martika.
Yeah, well, I'm just, you know, it's so sad that he's not with us like he was. Yeah. But, you know, at least I get to these songs and everything and, you know, keep the memory going. So help keep it going. He doesn't need me for that, but, you know, I still have these little gems I want to bring to the stage. And so I'm really looking forward to that.
So excellent. With your total 80s tour, which is coming down under, what can we expect from the show from you? How long is your set? How long are you on stage for? What are the big numbers you're going to do? Have you got dancers? What's happening?
Well, yeah, I'm bringing just me. I don't have like a big entourage this time. It's just me and whatever I'm going to wear that night. So basically I'm singing, I'm on stage for about 30 minutes and I'm doing 5 songs. I'm doing Martika's Kitchen, I Feel the Earth Move, Toy Wow. Soldiers, awesome. Love Thy Will Be Done, and More Than You Know. Yeah, that's going to be the set. And basically, it's just all about work the stage, you know, just bring my energy and sing my heart out. So I'm gonna bring it. Looking forward to getting on stage. And plus, I've never done any live performances in Australia. Like, I didn't do concert touring there, so this is gonna be the first time I'm gonna be able to hit the stage do my.
Everybody here is really looking forward to it. So the crowd will be just putty in your hands, Martika.
Martika, I just want to ask you one more thing too, because you are coming. Would there be a chance that we could hijack you for our radio show when you get into town? Because I think we need a photo opportunity. I think you're absolutely gorgeous. I've still got this attachment to you from the 80s. I can't wait. Can we get you in the studio?
Oh, thank you so much. Well, of course, I would love to meet you guys. So it would be a lot of fun. Yeah, you know, have your people call my people.
Well, we might have to try and get you in on Friday, the 15th of July, ladies and gentlemen. That one at the Palais has sold out. But there's opportunity to get tickets at Saturday 23rd and Sunday 24th. They've added 2 more shows, Martika, because this thing has gone off. We can't wait to see you when you get to Australia.
Thank you.
Well, listen, thank you so much for having me on the show this morning. I know you're really busy. You've got a million interviews obviously happening. There's probably a million people wanting to know about the whole Prince thing, which we've hopefully got the exclusive on it, which is great. But we look forward to seeing you when you come down under. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Martika.
Thank you, guys. You guys have a great day, and I'll see you real soon, okay?
May is not only, it's an exciting time because May, next week, is our birthday.
Fifth
birthday show. If you'd like to join us, we're going to have lots of birthday celebrations. And
5 stuff. Years.
Cake.
Yeah, cake. We'll do cake. We can do whatever. But it's not only our show, falls in obviously the
month
fifth
of
birthday,
May.
In the month of May. Month of May is also the National Masturbation Month.
Oh.
Yep. Isn't it great that we could tie it all in together? Maybe we could experiment with that on the show next.
How fitting your birthday fits in with that.
Yes.
What a bunch
Hang on, what are you trying to say, Shane? We have a microphone there.
You can blow out your candle.
Oh, yes. There you go. I might turn your mic off.
I think it's wise.
Yes. Anyway, and it's all good. It's all for a good reason because it's to reduce the risk of prostate cancer. Now, if you do it, apparently they did research a whole bunch of men, 30,000 men that tracked over 20 years.
20 years.
And they've worked out that if you knock one off every couple of days, like 21 times a month is pretty good. Men in their 20s, right? 19%. Less likely to develop prostate cancer.
It says men in their 40s who threw a regular one-man party were 22% less likely to be diagnosed.
Yeah, and people who only did it 0 to 3 times a month were more likely to have other problems as well. But overall general health of men, if you can throw one away every couple of days,
it's basically said to be in the safe zone, that's more than every other day if you're counting. So
visit Mrs. Palmer and her 5 daughters. And
oh, dear. That's it. Mrs. Palmer and her 5 daughters.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
I feel weird about the fact that you've just said that.
Oh,
I don't know how to get out of that.
I don't know.
Happy birthday to us.
Happy birthday
to us. What a bunch of wankers.
Do you know, I love stories from Indonesia. Indonesia and China,
yeah,
basically. They're very funny.
Well, now that we've cut off American stories, I have. I'm not having anything from there
anti-American this morning. When a fisherman...
Well, not anti-Americans, anti-Donald Trump.
Okay.
Yes. Anyway, continue.
When a fisherman found her in a sea off Indonesia, he was convinced she was an angel who had fallen from heaven. It's a doll, basically.
Oh.
So what he did, with pale skin, perfect features and wide eyes, the doll was taken back into the village.
Aww.
And this guy basically, you know, it's a little remote community. And it spread like wildfire, this, because they thought it had fallen from heaven.
Aww.
And it was an angel.
It's a plastic sex doll.
Yeah. Well, thanks for just fast-tracking that story just a little bit. There was more to it.
No.
But, you know, bottom line is they had investigators on it. Yes, and the investigators...
From a lonely sailor.
Yeah.
I think that's really, really, really sad. Oh, look at her there with her boobies out. It's really sad.
You sound like Miss Lena off Romper Room, trying to talk about a sex toy.
The poor things. Imagine
look at
his mum dressed her up and kissed her, it's very sad. I think very sad. I'm a bit teary about that.
Oh my God. This show has taken a tone. I don't know if it's not really for the worst. It's just lots of sort of sex stories.
Yes, they've all sort of sprung out after eight.
Haven't they? Just when people are arriving at work.
I'm not going to blame Martika.
No, God,
but
no. That little sexy little minx.
Got a little bit saucy in
here
this morning.
Well, it has indeed. The world's first sex theme park is about to fire up over in Brazil. It's called Erotica Land. And a row's apparently broken out over the plans because people are saying that they fear the location will become known as the capital of sex. Well, isn't it really?
Well,
hot Brazilian
already
sort of really is. But listen to this. Listen to what this theme park's got. It costs you $100 to get in, by the way.
$100?
Yeah, but you get a 7D, not a 3D, a 7D.
7D.
Cinema.
How does that work? Hang on, can you...
Seats vibrate. And stuff happens to you in there.
No, but
that shouldn't talk about on radio.
No, but 3D, there's 4 other sensors other than a vibrating seat. Oh, 3 other. So that's 4D. So what else have we got?
Taste?
Taste.
Ooh.
Oh, no. Let's start.
Smell?
Smell. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway. It's got a treasure plane. It's got a train of pleasure with go-go boys and go-go girls. So rather than someone, you know, like a ghost come out of the ghost train.
Like a penis
comes out.
Whatever.
Boobs. Boobs. Here we go.
I find this more scary than the ghost train.
A nudist pool and a sex playground with a water slide.
And a snack bar selling aphrodisiacs. But apparently you're not allowed to have sex there.
No. No. Wow. Anzi, you can't. No. If you want to have sex, you can go to the local motel, which is just around the corner.
God, which they also own.
Which they also own.
Yeah, that's going to be going off. If I think the door is knocking, don't come rocking. No, other way around. Whatever. It doesn't matter. I'm flustered by this.
Are you? Would you go to Erotica Land?
No,
would you take Lucas, your boyfriend, and go, hey, let's skip off down to Erotica Land?
Skip. Are we skipping in there? I don't think there's a place that is
naked. Because you've got to go naked while you're in there too.
What?
Yes. Oh, didn't I tell you that? Yeah, no, the whole thing's naked.
Oh, that's my worst nightmare right there in one page.
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.